y'all. We are back with another season of Style Studio Podcast, where we interview and speak with people and discuss our take on entertainment, beauty, business, entrepreneurship, and anything under the sun pertaining to love and relationships as well. So, we did have an episode recorded prior to this episode that was supposed to be the first episode, but the file is, of course, too large. So, we are going to be placing the video portion of our podcast on YouTube, and somehow we're going to have to get the podcast back onto Spotify. So, yes, I just wanted to make sure that I explained what was going on, because I did want to make sure that we dropped on every other Wednesday. And, of course, I know, you know, I'm getting back into this and just kind of going with what's been on my heart and, of course, what I've been experiencing over, you know, the course of the past 2.5 years, because I stopped podcasting right before I found out I was pregnant. So, we are going to be discussing some things regarding submission, and this isn't going to be like a bashing episode or anything like that. This is strictly about growth and understanding what, you know, just understanding what that means. So we were discussing submission, and when I say we, I mean, you know, people in my circle, myself, and, you know, it's looking like there's some agreement, and then, of course, there's some disagreement in certain places with the conversation itself, which is, of course, fine. But what we've been discussing is, let's see. So, submission. Submission, I'm going to read the definition because I know how y'all like to play. So, submission is the action or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. The second definition is the action of presenting a proposal, application, or other document for consideration or judgment. Okay, so similar meanings of submission could be yielding, agreement, acceptance, consent, accession. Those are just 4 or 5 of the terms. And the second group of similar words could be presentation, tendering, proposal, proposing. So, I'm just going to sum this up really quickly. This is not going to be a long episode. You know, I'm doing my podcast on the fly, and I'm making sure that I'm producing, you know, the type of content that I always get asked about. And of course, the type of conversations that I'm having with people around me who have some intellect as well. So, my definition, of course, is similar to the first definition. Of course, the second definition can apply if I'm performing that action, which is presenting a proposal or an application or whatever. But when it comes to relationships, I categorize submission as, yes, I do categorize the submission in relationships, even like friendships, of course, friendships, family, you know, intimate relationships, could be coming to an agreement, you know, coming to the acceptance and conforming of, you know, certain values or certain principles, and also building on, you know, of course, what's already there. To me, you could utilize submission, you know, in your friendships where, okay, you guys are having some type of disagreement, and instead of, you know, being that person that just wants to, you know, get their point across and doesn't really want to, you know, come around or doesn't really want to see things from another perspective, yielding, you know, that's a form of submission, like yielding to the argument, like just backing away from it, not going, you know, too far as to say the wrong thing, you know, saying the wrong things that you can't take back, you know, affect relationships, that affects the trajectory of relationships and the dynamic of the relationship as well, because, you know, anyone can hold, you know, the masculine energy, aggressive energy, whatever you want to call it. Anyone can hold that type of energy that's not just reserved for men. And same thing as far as feminine energy. So, you know, for me, I believe that there's different layers to submission. There isn't just one definition to it. And I think from what I'm seeing and what I'm understanding to just not be okay is, you know, the word submission being thrown around when it comes to dating in this day and age, you know, for women, like, you know, women are now starting to hear those things, and they're starting to hear, you know, oh, you're not submissive, or you're not, you know, you're not submissive enough for me, and, you know, it, you know, to each his own, whatever you feel. You know, in my opinion, I feel as though when that's coming from a man, which most times it is coming from men who say those things. And, you know, in this day and age, I think that it's really important to think about what is the role that women are actually playing in society right now? Me specifically, since I'm a Black woman, I'm going to discuss Black women, because guess what? I know all about us. You know, I don't know about any other, you know, group of people, but I do know about myself. And I do know that being a Black woman, I've definitely experienced and seen with my own two eyes, year after year, where Black women are thrown into these categories, these different categories, these different subset categories that people want to box us into. And one of those things is that, you know, we're too this, we're too that. You know, when we step up to the plate, it's, you know, the standard of everything has to change. Something has to change because, oh, this person may not be able to beat us or a Black woman because Black women are deemed more strong, more, I guess, independent, if that's the word you want to use. I would use a different word, but I'm not going to say it. But I think it's just all meant to make Black women out to be, you know, the bearer of, you know, all things, you know, making us, you know, have to be the backbone, the soundboard, you know, even, you know, the topic of conversation when it comes to, you know, what's not okay and what the standard is and what it should be. And I think that Black women are the only ones that are told, oh, you're too aggressive, or you're too loud, or, you know, you're a personality, it's just too big, or, you know, just things like that to try to dim us down. That I've seen a lot, and I think that over time, Black women have learned to not just submit or yield to certain characterizations, because, you know, that's not what we are. Totally, that's not who we are. When it comes to our deeper selves, you know, that's not who we are at the core. You know, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're cousins, aunties, grandmothers, you know, businesswomen. You know, we are definitely the backbone in society, for sure. You know, because the world, I always say, you know, and I'm not afraid to say it, that the world would be nothing without Black women. Absolutely nothing. The world would crumble, shrivel up, and die. Because we are powerful, and I believe a lot of us are starting to realize how powerful we are, and we're walking in that. And we're walking in that light, and we're walking in that calling, in that anointing, in that divine energy, because that's who we are, and that's what we're here for. We're here to calm y'all down. We're here to balance things out, for sure. Most definitely, for sure, I believe that. So I don't believe that when it comes to the, you know, the relationship aspect where, you know, you're with your partner, there needs to be a conversation like, oh, you don't submit. Me personally, you know, if you create an environment that cultivates a safe, secure place, a woman is naturally going to submit and yield, or be more, you know, be more open and, you know, more vulnerable, and of course, you know, able to conform to certain, you know, to certain leading, you know, because at the end of the day, when it comes to, you know, submission, that's what people want to talk about now. You have to know how to lead, and I think that that takes a lot more personal work and spiritual work to do that effectively. So if you don't even know how to lead, and you don't have guiding principles that you stand on, that you know that your family is being built on, the foundation of your family is being built on, then of course you're going to feel as though you're intimidated by someone or a woman who is standing firm and standing tall within herself and is doing, you know, all of the things that are necessary to, you know, maintain, you know, a home or a career. And you come along and you say, well, you're not submissive enough for me, you know, without bringing really anything to the table to show that there needs to be any submission, you know. And it's sometimes I think it's like blindly said to make women feel small, or to make us shrink ourselves. I really do. I feel like it's an abusive word almost at this point. You know, if we're going to use terminology, let's just utilize, like, you know, conforming. Let's become one, you know. Let's form the bond that it takes to build longevity. Let's just dismiss the whole submissive idea of, oh, women are supposed to do this, listen to this, not say this, act like this. Like, we're not living in the times where women are being told what to do just so that men can feel bigger or feel more superior. No. If you know what your position is on this earth, and you know who God created you to be, Your intellect is going to be in a place where you're not going to even think about a woman not being submissive enough for you. Because what you're going to be focused on is your purpose. You're going to be focused on leading. You're going to be focused on making sure that you don't lead that family to hell. You know, whether you all have children or not, whether you're married or not, men are still supposed to take a leadership role, a protector role, and a providing role. And a lot of times we're not really focused on, you know, what the actual calling is, you know, for us, you know, as men and women, you know. So if you're not driven to guide you know, your mate and partner, you know, in a respectable manner, you know, and still have that dignity and keeping your integrity and, you know, your morals are in check and your principles are in check, you know, there needs to not be a conversation because you're not securing that. You're not securing that. So a woman who is secure within herself is not going to be jumping for joy to just submit. You have to ask yourself, what is she submitting to? What is she conforming to? What am I showing her? And what is the example that I'm leading with? You know, I think that that should really be the conversation and not just, well, I'm intimidated by her, so I'm going to try to shrink her down or tear her down, or, you know, I'm going to make her conform in a threatening manner. You know, there's a threatening manner and then there's a loving manner, there's a respectful manner where you can be conforming to, you know, your partner's, you know, overall like principle, moral, things like that. Not saying you have to, you know, compromise who you are negatively. You don't have to compromise who you are, because conforming and becoming one is actually a good thing. You know, you all can still learn from each other, you know, and submission doesn't just go one way. It's not just for women. You know, men also have to submit as well. Men have to submit, you know, and yield to flesh, you know. So there's principalities and things that, you know, we're fighting for, and we're fighting, and, you know, you have to keep your, I heard recently someone saying you have to keep your eye gate protected, your ear gates protected, and your mouth gate protected, because, you know, I do believe life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you don't believe that you're already in a position to lead, to take on the providing and protecting role, you know, then it's going to be hard for you to grasp why someone is not conforming. It's going to be hard for you to understand. And if you yourself are not even in a position to come on over to the other side and learn some things, then you're always going to be, you know, spinning wheels, and, you know, you're always going to be having these empty conversations that get you nowhere. You know, like, waiting for a woman to be submissive to you and to conform to you, and you have nothing for her to establish that on, it's just a waste of a conversation. You know, if you just know at the core you have nothing, no value, no morals, no type of structure in your life, no nothing. You have no goals. You can't guide. You know, you can't give direction. Who's going to submit to fugaziness? Who's going to submit to foolishness? Not a woman in her right mind. So, you know, I really hope, like, you know, this episode is heard, like, way more than all the other episodes, and of course all the episodes I put out this season. This is season 3, and we're back. Style Studio is back, and we're excited to see where it's going. And I'm definitely glad that I got back into podcasting. Shout out to all the podcasters in my city, Augusta, Georgia. I've had tremendous support from literally all the podcasters in my city. A lot of the artists in my city also, you know, asked to come on to the podcast. And that to me is, like, so exciting, because, you know, I'm, you know, not thinking that my platform is big enough. And they're like, girl, no, like, we like your flow, we like your energy, we like what you do. And I just appreciate that, and I appreciate people's kind words, and I just appreciate people seeing me for who I am, and they know, you know, I'm authentic and genuine from the jump, and it's not, you know, a social media persona. Like, back you know, anybody who's known me like back from high school can attest to, you know, the type of person that I am. Because not much has changed. I've just gotten better. I'm like, fine, why not? I just keep getting better. So I just want to thank you guys for listening and for also subscribing and sharing this episode and just engaging with me on social media. Again, I'm Jay Valencia, and I appreciate all of the support, and we'll be back with another episode of Style Studio Podcast, and I definitely hope to hear some of the feedback from you all, and let's get this conversation, you know, going in a positive direction, and, you know, just as Black people, you know, let's end these endless conversations on social media, you know, tearing our community apart, making us look crazy, because at the end of the day gonna end, and we need each other. So we can't neglect fellowship, partnership, teamwork, community, you know, love, respect, honor. You know, we can't discard our power, because without that, anyone can infiltrate and tear us apart and, tear us down as a people. And so I just believe that, you know, once we all get on one accord and we all have those same guiding principles, you know, and, you know, we start really focusing on the real backbone of our community, I think that we're going to continue to be untouchable and the world is going to continue to fear us. So, you know, I'm really excited. I'm really grateful that I even have my own platform to speak life into my people and show support, you know, with my voice and with my platform through my creativity. And I'm just super excited. I'm really glad that I had this idea, you know, back in 2016, and here we are, you know, in the future, and everything is manifesting. So I definitely wish you all peace, love, and light. You know, truly, truly wish you guys peace, love, and light, and hope that you all enjoy this episode. I will talk with you guys again soon. Peace.